I'll read then one called Requiem, which I do have in Spanish and English. This is part of a book called Fables of the Bled Heron, Fábulas de la Garza Desangrada. And I am slowly translating the rest of the poems to publish a bilingual edition, I hope maybe next year. Requiem. Theseus is finally convinced. The Minotaur is his destiny. He rises and buckles up his shield. As he straps on his sandals, the bracelets of his arms ring out like lightning. Legs apart, cyclopean, he stands over Ariadne and resolutely fits the dagger to his waist. He whispers in her ear, one day he'll return with a rich horn of ivory on a damask cushion from across the sea. Theseus embraces her for the last time and strides off with a swagger, lighting up the labyrinth with the gleam of his sword. Ariadne leans against the wall. A reed of icy bones has splintered down the length of her back. She sits on the stamped down dust of nothingness, no bottom there. A sudden pain tears at her insides. She feels the warm wine as it runs down between her legs. She's begun to abort the Minotaur. And in Spanish it goes like this. Requiem. Teseo se ha convencido al fin. El Minotauro es su destino. Se levanta y ciña al cuerpo el escudo. Al calzarse las sandalias, las ajorcas de sus brazos tañen como relámpagos. Perniabierto y ciclopio se cierne sobre Ariadne y se ajusta al cinto el puñal. Le susurra al oído que algún día habrá de regresar. Le ofrecerá entonces una rica cornamenta de marfil transportada sobre cojines de brocado desde el otro lado del mar. Teseo la abraza por última vez y se aleja, iluminando el laberinto con el brillo de su espada. Ariadne se apoya contra el muro, escruta las galerías con el ojo ahusado, aislado en la negrura como un cono de luz. Una espiga de cartílagos glaciales se le ha astillado a lo largo de la espalda. Se desliza hasta encontrar asiento sobre el polvo, apisonado de oscuridad sin fondo. Un dolor le desgarra súbitamente las entrañas y siente un vino tibio escurriéndosele por la entrepierna. Ha empezado a abortar el Minotauro.